Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to the catch up. Whoa, so squeaky this morning.
Boom.
What?
It's just Ivan Milat coming to get you again.
Oh, stop it.
We do talk about him on today's show. He is everywhere, all over the news. Ellie has been listening to a podcast about him, which we spoke about in yesterday's podcast intro. You're still scared? You're still not sleeping at night?
Yeah, so scared. You know what I did last night? This is creepy. So I was listening to it in the car on the way home. Then I got home and I had a bath, but I still wanted to keep listening to it. And so I listened to it in the bath.
Ah, I wonder if Ivan Milat knows that you're listening to his podcast in the bath. Well, it's not his podcast. He doesn't voice it. It's about him and what he did. But we do talk about deathbed confessions because is he going to do it? Is he not? We don't know.
Yes. Fascinating stuff. Also on today's show, I saw a woman who is infinitely cooler than me and she's about 60 years older than me. So I want to talk about the old people who are cooler than you.
May or may not get my grandmother on this show for that segment. You need to wait to find out.
Grant Denyer joined us as well. He stuck around for a while. We had some good chats about corn chips and the way he sleeps and the game, the celebrity name game that he hosts.
He got a bit angry at me after a comment I made about the show Friends as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, fair enough. It was warranted. Alrighty, well, sit back and relax. Enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Massive story that's been in the news over the last couple of weeks is Ivan Milat. He is, of course, the infamous backpacker killer who was found guilty of murdering seven backpackers between the years of 89 and 92. 93?
Yeah, it was late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, yeah. So horrific, horrific crimes. Now, I've actually been listening to a podcast on him lately, so I'm a full bottle on all things Milat.
You're not just a full bottle, you're not sleeping at night either.
Yeah, literally. It's actually giving me nightmares. It's such horrific details that are given and it's just gross. Anyway, he has been in hospital over the last couple of weeks and doctors have basically given him only a couple of weeks to live. He's got terminal cancer. And as a result of that, the police are wanting to question him again, hoping that they'll elicit a confession out of him because he's never confessed to these crimes, even after, you know, 3 decades. And so they're hoping that he will confess to that. And not only those 7 that he's been found guilty of, but also of a bunch of others, because in this podcast, it details there's a bunch of other people who were reported missing and their bodies were found. And he's a prime suspect for it, but there's no hard evidence to pin it on him.
It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
What an absolute story, nightmare. Thank goodness he spent the rest of his life rotting in jail.
Exactly. He got what he deserved in the end. But it's an interesting kind of concept, the whole deathbed confession thing, because you think, what's he got to lose by confessing now?
Do you reckon he will?
I don't know. The arrogance he's displayed in his life makes me think that no, he won't. But then again, maybe, you know, this might be his time to be like,
some people, though, he could be a compulsive liar where they've convinced their own brain that they haven't done it.
Yeah.
So he's not going to confess to something where he thinks he hasn't done, even though we know and there's proof that he has done it.
Yeah.
So he could be taking that mentality all the way till he passes.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, though, something comes over him and he just gets it out there, especially for the comfort of those families.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the case of American serial killer Ted Bundy, he actually confessed to a few murders before he died. So he was put on death row, I believe. And the police had the same approach and thought, all right, we're going to give it one last crack. What have we got to lose? And he did with, you know, the impending death. He was like, all right, may as well.
It's a fascinating thing, isn't it? A deathbed confession.
Yeah. So we want to talk about a similar thing this morning. Obviously, let's just stray away from the murdery stuff and go to some more fun deathbed confessions. Do you know of someone who admitted something just before they died? Maybe it was something hilarious. Something a bit more fun. Like for me personally, I made a confession. It wasn't on my deathbed because not dead yet. But I said to myself, I'll admit something to my mum when I'm 18 years old. And that was when I was in pre-primary. I cut my own fringe. I found some scissors in the car and cut my fringe straight across. Well, not straight across at all, but jaggedly across. And I said, all right, I'll tell mum that it was me, because I'd blamed it on a kid in my school named Rory Garton Smith. And I said, Rory Garton Smith cut my fringe. And so for the next 15 years or however, mum thought that Rory Garton Smith had cut my fringe. It wasn't until my 18th birthday I said, mum, it wasn't Rory Garton Smith, it was me.
Oh, glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah, it was a big moment. She hit me. No, not her, but she was like, Ellie!
If I was on my deathbed right now, I'd confess to my mother who's listening right now when she went to the dentist with one of my sisters. I was left in the car when I was 15 with my other sister. We may have taken the car for a drive around the block.
Oh, Josiah.
She drove it, parked it exactly where it was when she came back. She has no idea.
Don't worry, Josiah's mum. I'll go through the deed now. I'll fulfill the...
Yeah, smack me.
Yeah, here we go. 13, 12, 16. Have you heard of any deathbed confessions? Has someone made one to you? Is there one you'd like to make before you die? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Just before we get to the calls, though, you said something during that song to me which kind of caught my attention. You were looking at a picture of Ivan Milat when he was younger happened to say that you think he's a bit of a...
No.
Well, he's a good looker.
Okay, but whoa, I nearly said a rude word. He's not a nice man.
Yeah, but you said he's good looking.
I did not. Anyway, let's move on. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a deathbed confession? Do you know someone who has? Let's go to Sarah from Shep. Sarah, have you heard of a deathbed confession?
Yeah, my crappy grandfather that I don't like or didn't like, he had an affair with someone and cheated on my grandma, left her. And when he was dying, apparently he confessed to cheating on his new wife that he'd cheated on my grandma with.
Oh, come on. You've held on to it that long. Why bother letting it out? You're just going to break their hearts for the rest of their lives while you're gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was a jerk. Also, it just goes to show one's a cheater or is a cheater. If you end up with someone who cheated on someone for you, it's probably going to happen to you.
Did it split the family apart after that?
No, she kind of denied it. It was the son that told her.
God, heavy. What a crazy story. All right. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's go to James from Benalla. James, has someone had a deathbed confession around you?
Yes, my great-grandfather. I was quite young, but I remember it very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had a third nipple.
I actually had one of those when I was younger, but I'm happy to confess that. Now, why do you think he waited till he was on his deathbed to confess something like that?
What do you think, mate? No one wants to be known as three-nip.
Did he show you the third nipple?
He did. He did. I remember being horrified and I'm still scarred.
Well, do you know what? There you go. After all those years, he finally was at peace with his own body and his own self-esteem and he self-loved himself. I love that.
He couldn't quite get it off his chest, though.
Well done, James. Well done.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
If you haven't heard, Celebrity Name Game is a new show on Win. It's an absolute cracker. It's on 6 p.m. weeknights, and the host of it, Grant Denyer, joins us now. Morning, Grant.
Oh, what an honour to be here.
Oh, it's an honour to have you on our show. You are a Gold Logie winner. You're a TV presenter. You're a radio presenter. You've done it all, and now you're giving us 5 minutes of your time to come and have a radio show.
And I've got a little bit of Shep history as well.
Yeah.
I was on Dancing with the Stars, and my professional partner was Amanda Gardner, who's from Shepparton.
Big fan of the show, Amanda, as well. Not ours, yours, of course.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks for mentioning that we won Dancing with the Stars, even though you didn't mention it.
Do you know what? We were avid watchers of that show. I remember it well.
Amanda goes around town telling everyone.
Yeah, because I spray painted her car saying Grant Denyer won Dancing with the Stars 2006.
She has no
choice.
Did you ever make it up to Shep in that time during filming?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did a visit there. She did a fundraising night for some local charities. We put on a couple of dances. It was a really incredible time in my life, actually. It's given me the TV break that I've got today and career thanks to that, because I was on Sunrise like as a weatherman, but I was a part of an ensemble of five people. And then winning Dancing with the Stars sort of just took me out on my own. And then I got Australia's Got Talent and a few other TV shows, and it sort of really took off. So, absolutely. She's an incredible choreographer, and we had so much fun, and we had quite a killer attitude when it came to how we were going to attack the competition. And I knew that if you started off good, then people don't necessarily feel like they want to rally behind you and give you their vote. So thankfully I was crap and started off crap. And and then that way, you know, Amanda really sort of turned me around and turned me into a great dancer. And it was that sort of come from behind victory that sort of got us the win.
You know what you should do? You should do a reunion tour with Amanda. Come to Shep. Come to our local bars here. The Deck has a great dance floor. Get on that and show us your moves from the days gone by.
All I can say is stand back and just watch the magic unfold, Shepparton, because I ain't lost any of it. I'm ready to go.
So Grant's got a lot of time up his sleeve if he's got time to come and have a dance with us at the Deck on a Saturday night.
Do you say you're shouting? I'm there.
Hey, Celebrity Name Game, let's have a chat about this. Now, it's a relatively new show. For those who haven't seen it, what do we expect?
Well, it's really fun to be back at 6 p.m., which is great. Not everybody wants to watch the news at 6 o'clock, you know, in your household, because the news is a pretty angry, scary, and horrible place these days. So if you've got kids, or if you've seen the news already during the day while you're at work, you know, we're this place that you can go to at 6 o'clock that's just a bit of fun.
Yeah,
you can watch celebrities make fools of themselves and watch people win $10,000, and you can really play along as well as you're watching, and that's a really important part of a good game show. So it's fantastic. It's just such great fun.
Got a huge lineup this week, Grant Denyer. Jessica Rowe, Casey Donovan, Gian Liano, Johnny Ruffo, Rhonda Birchnell, Denise Drysdale, to name a few. I want to talk about Casey Donovan. She was just named to as the new host of the new series of Catfish, which is going to be on trial on Win as well. How do you reckon she'll go from one host of a game show to another show?
Well, she's good fun. She brings a good vibe wherever she goes. But you got to remember, she's fully qualified for that Catfish show because she was catfished. And that's such an extreme story. It went on for so long. So she's going to be great. She's a fantastic talent. It's a really good show. Do you know who invented Celebrity Name Game?
Hey,
Courtney Cox from Neighbours.
You're kidding me.
No, no, I'm not.
Courtney Cox from Neighbours.
Sorry, from Friends. Friends. Sorry, not Neighbours.
When did Courtney Cox come to Ramsey Street?
Well, few people know that that's actually how she started. I mean, from Friends. So her and her partner, David Arquette, would be like swanning around at their Malibu mansion, just drinking, I would imagine, expensive red wine.
Yeah.
And the likes of, you know, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston would come over and they would just like play games. And the more bottles that they had, the more fun it would get. And they were like, there's something in this. Let's turn this into a TV show. And they did. And it's won two Emmys in America.
Famous for saying it on the show before, Grant. Friends, terrible show.
Oh, stop it.
Celebrity Name Game, great show. So something good has come out of Friends after all.
Well, your first statement was terrible.
Thank you.
You redeemed yourself with the second statement.
His hatred of Friends just fuels my hatred for him, Grant. It's a real point of contention in our show.
What's your beef exactly? Yeah. It was harmless.
That's what my mother says to me as well. I just think it's overrated. I think it's not funny. And every time I try to tune in, it's for Jennifer Aniston and nothing else.
You're overrated.
This is
sorry,
fantastic.
I told you. It's tense in this room.
I think you guys should come on as a team on Celebrity Name Game just so we can watch your relationship like disintegrate right in front of our eyes.
It'd be the name game though, minus the celeb bit, Grant.
Yeah, just the insulting name game. Hey, oh God, I got nothing.
Hey, Grant, one more thing. We had your co-host of your radio show in Sydney there, Ash London, on the show yesterday. She told us something about you. Take a listen.
Well, we just discovered that he's been eating corn chips in bed and he's not even ashamed of it. So you can help us with the pile on there because that's weird. You can't be eating corn chips.
Did she really?
Yeah. Oh. So is this a true statement or is she stitching you up there, Grant?
Here I am. I thought she was friends. What's wrong with eating in bed? You can't tell me you guys don't eat in bed.
Oh, no, because then the crumbs get all over you and then it's like you're sleeping on sand. It's difficult, Grant.
It's just like a giant plate. So what's the problem with it? Like, it's not like corn chips aren't dusty and crummy. If I eat like a whole packet, I get to this point where it's just sort of all over me and then I just make a giant sort of corn chip angel in the bed where I just move my arms and legs up and down and then you can see the outline of my body.
Not to mention if you find some a week later, you've got a little snack.
I had a mouse jump up on me one night in the middle of the night. I could kind of hear this noise and hear this scratching. I said, that's scratching on my jeans. My jeans are on a chair next to the bed.
Yeah.
And I sort of didn't think too much of it. And then I heard something. And then all of a sudden I could feel something clawing away on my arm. And it had jumped up on the bed, right, and was clawing at my arm. And I squealed really high pitch, kind of like an 8-year-old girl. And then my wife gets up, turns the light on, and it sort of jumped off and ran around the room.
Oh, and my goodness. Grant Daniel, do you live on a tip? Like, what's the deal? Like, you're making starfish angels out of corn chips and you've got mice crawling around you?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Well, the worst part was my wife ended up catching the mouse and the entire time I stayed on that bed. So I reckon it's time for me to hand back my man license.
You stayed on that bed eating your corn chips the whole time.
Yeah, like Ned Flanders. Just,
Well, do you know what? Move aside Celebrity Name Game. I feel like the next show you'll be hosting is Hoarders, you know, where they've just got the dirt everywhere. That's made
just
for you.
Fear factor, where I have to spend a night in a cage of mice or something.
Exactly. Well, that's a good idea. With my missus, very similar, Grant. If there's a spider in the room, snakes, anything, I don't mind. If there's a spider, I will push her towards that and go, fend me.
Save yourselves. use your child as a human shield. That's my prerogative as a parent.
Oh, that's why you have kids.
You and I are going to be very similar parents, I feel, Grant.
Well, Grant, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Make sure you catch Celebrity Name Game. It is on Win weeknights. Thanks for coming in this morning, my friend.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, if you were in a coma, what would wake you up out of that coma? If you heard or smelt or saw something, what would just wake you up all of a sudden?
Do you know what my favourite sound in the world is? This. So probably that.
A Coke Zero can opening.
Wait for it. Oh, puts me at peace.
Yeah. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
How's this? There's a kid in the UK. Hello, hello, governor. How are you going? His name's Casper. Casper the ghost. He was playing down at the river with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them found themselves in trouble. A bit of rapid started heating up along the river and they got caught under a tree. Poor Casper started drowning. Sad story. Yeah, it was very sad. He had to get rescued by the fire department. By that stage, he'd already passed out. He was put into a coma, which is very sad news. The friends and family were devastated because he wouldn't wake up. 1 week's gone past. He's still in a coma. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They tried everything to wake him up, and they were praying every single day, sitting by his bedside every night. I just want Casper to wake up. They didn't know whether he would or not.
You are painting such a picture here.
Then
getting so dramatic. Do they probably have an accent, though. You want to do their accent?
You're right. You just want to wake up, yeah? Then Casper's mum.
He's obviously not right. He's in a coma.
You're not right. Wake up, please. Casper's mum thought, what is his favourite thing in the world? And I wonder if this will work. So every teenage boy listening, if there's one thing that you put on yourself every night and that's Lynx Africa, she comes into the room where he's laying there in a coma, sprays some Lynx Africa around the room. They reckon he didn't just open his eyes. He sat up immediately and woke up out of his coma.
Do you know what? I take it back. Maybe this wouldn't get me out. I reckon Lynx Africa would get me out of bed too.
Well, I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago. It is the worst smell in the world. It reminds me of a disgusting high school locker room.
It reminds me of kissing boys when I was 15.
Lynx Africa.
Those were the days, I tell you what.
Well, I guess if Casper went back into a coma, you could give him the kiss of death.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to kiss a child now. Like, I'm a bit too old to kiss people with Lynx Africa. Mind you, if my boyfriend Gav, if he put on some Lynx Africa, damn.
Ellie, this just proves how immature you are in the head, because if you like the smell of Lynx Africa, you should go back to high school.
No, it's like I also like the smell. Like, I like kissing Gav when he's had a chewy, because it reminds me of back in the days when you go on dates in high school and you put a chewy in because you want your breath to be fresh in case you're going to get a kiss.
Oh my goodness.
No.
You know what I want to do with you?
What?
I want to put you in a coma with Casper.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I saw a sight the other day, Josiah, that warmed my cold heart and at the same time made me feel really bad about myself.
Hard to warm your heart because, as you just said, it is very cold-blooded
at
the moment.
It's cold outside at the moment, okay? It's allowed to be cold. I was on Friars Street over the weekend and a woman walked past me and I just took one look at her and I said, I want that to be me in 65 years, because she was just the coolest old lady I've ever seen.
In what way? Was she rapping as she went down the street? Was she wearing an Adidas tracksuit? What was she doing?
Do you know what? Both of those guesses are pretty close. First things first, she was wearing a hoodie, right? And on this hoodie, it said it had a bunch of little logos, right? And the logos were of birds. And then above the logos, it said Flippin' Birds. I was like, yeah, you did.
How old are we talking here?
I reckon about 85.
So she was ready to go.
She was ready to go. Ready to go with her Flippin' Birds hood. And
no, I meant ready to go as in she's on the way out.
Oh, God. Josiah.
I mean, she's past the average Australian lifespan, so she's old.
You don't know that. People are living to 110 these days.
Oh, I know, but she's above the average. That's all I'm saying. So she's on the way out.
Okay. All right. If she is indeed on the way out, then she is living life to the fullest, I tell you what. Because not only was she wearing a flippin' birds hoodie, she also had a pair of AirPods in.
Oh, like what I wear?
Yeah.
The wireless ones?
Yes.
Okay, you've got my attention now. She is cool.
Yes. She was wearing a hat. Now, I don't really know how to describe the hat. At first glance, I thought she had a cap on sideways, like the rappers do. But when I looked closer, it was more like a bucket hat that had two caps on it.
Come on.
That were both going out the side.
Come on.
This is an 85-year-old lady hobbling down the street wearing a double peaked bucket hat.
I don't think this is something you aspire to. I think this No. I think this is literally you in 50 years from now. I don't think there's much you need to change. We know that is you in an old person form. Are you sure she wasn't related to you?
Do you know what? I hope she is related to me, because if I can be like anyone in my life, that's who I want to be like.
It sucks for her that she can't put it down as a midlife crisis because she's 85, now, but she's having some sort of crisis, I tell you what.
But she's probably just realised, you know, like I don't give a crap anymore. You know, I'm just going to be me. No one cares. And that's the level I want to get to in life. You know, I'm doing makeup free week at the moment. She's probably doing makeup free week too. She's probably doing makeup free decade. She don't care. She's just wearing a flipping bird's hood and getting on with her day.
I don't think she's added makeup on her face or anything on her body for a long time.
But you know what? The beauty of it is, if she wanted to, she could, because she can do whatever she likes. And I realize that lady is cooler than me.
Do you know who's a really, really cool person?
Me?
Prince, besides you.
Yeah.
Prince Philip, you know, the Queen's husband.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's the one that just speaks his mind, still drives at like whatever age he is, in his late 90s. And he's known, well, not that this is a good thing, but I'll just leave it at speaking his mind. He's a little racist at times, let's be honest, but he's a funny guy.
Now, but he's a pompous old Englishman. This woman was obviously a Shep local, ready to get her day done, you know?
Are you sure it wasn't some young person dressed up having an absolute meltdown?
Nah, she was definitely old. I saw those wrinkles. They looked like my wrinkles, and I'm only 27. But I want to ask the question this morning, 13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. Do you know an old person who's cooler than you? Do you maybe know this woman who was walking down Friars Street, who I want to be when I grow up? Maybe you work with them. Maybe you're related to them. Maybe whatever.
Is she a character around town? I'm sure
she is.
An old lady wearing AirPods, a double bucket hat, and wearing a hoodie that says Flippin' Birds. A lot of people would know who this lady is.
How does she know how to use AirPods? I can't even work AirPods.
I probably showed her, to be honest.
Oh, what, are you hooking up with the old ladies in town?
Age is no limit, Ellie.
Is that why you were coming out of Shep Villages the other day? Oh, it's all making sense. 13, 12, 16, we want to hear your stories about cool old people.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Sam from Shep. Sam, do you know of one?
Yeah, there's this guy who works in my office. He's about 50. And for most people, I reckon it would be lame, but he goes out, he parties harder than the rest of us. He stays up till like 3 a.m. He gets on the dance floor. He kills it.
Wait. I might just go back to 50-year-old being old. We've got a lot of offended listeners right now, Sam.
So
no,
many people.
Old, man. Definitely old.
Okay. All right. Okay. If you're listening right now and you're over the age of 50, please know that came from Sam and not us. We think you're young. Okay. Sam, have you had a drink off with him? Have you tried to beat him at all?
I haven't. Probably because he'd win.
Yeah. Fair enough.
People like that just have a second lease at life, don't they? He's obviously gone through a divorce or something, or second or third marriages, found this newfound singleton, and he's like, bang, let's go, guys, and he's partying like the rest of you. Is that what happened, Sam?
No, it's just who he is. He didn't have anything happen.
Good theory anyway, Josiah.
I love you say Josiah, people like that, as in people over the age of 50. like that, those old people.
You know what? I actually agree with Sam now. Old people that are over the age of 50, yes.
Oh, thanks for your call, Sam.
No worries.
All right, let's move on to our next caller. Josiah, do you want to do the honours?
I do. I think this person is the coolest person in the world, definitely cooler than me, and it is my grandmother. Good morning.
Hello, Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Grandma, would you call yourself a cool person?
No, I have my moments.
Yeah? What's the coolest thing about you, do you think?
I don't know.
You drive a car with a spoiler on it, don't you, Grandma?
I do. Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. That'll do. You got any cool clothes or anything? Any cool hoodies?
Yeah, I've got a tracksuit with a hoodie on.
Yeah, and Grandma, wait, tell Ellie what sort of shoes you run around in.
Same as yours.
They do.
Oh, Nikes.
She wears Nike kicks. And I tell you what, Grandma, your shoes are cooler than any pair that I've ever seen Ellie in.
They're white and they've got glitter on them.
Glitter.
Yeah, glitter white Nike kicks. Grandma wears them around the village.
Oh, you take the cake. You're obviously cooler than this woman I saw in Shep the other day then, Grandma. Well done. Congrats.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Grandma. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Love you.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Jay, if you could put a monetary value on your sex life, what would it be?
It would be $0.
$0?
Absolutely $0.
So if you lost it forever, you wouldn't want to claim
it's non-existent.
Any of it back?
That's my point. It's literally $0. Sure. There is no value at all.
I have heard it all. I've officially heard it all. Wow, I can rest easy now. All right, cool. That's good to know, Jay. I'm happy for you. Me, not so much.
I know you'd be a multi-millionaire from the lotto if yours had a value on it. My goodness, boys.
Well, and then let's just move on.
His name's Deep Man.
No, Cool Deep is his first name. His surname is Man.
Cool Deep Man. What
a cool
name.
He's a Cool Deep Man. Wow. That is a cool name. It's a cool deep name. He is suing a Queensland university, James Cook University, JCU, the locals call it, in Townsville, because he attempted to get into a PhD course and he failed two of the subjects needed to get in.
Not smart enough or?
Well, I mean, he was actually charged with plagiarism. So that's when you copy someone else's work.
Cool deep, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's not cool deep.
No, it's not cool deep at all.
Anyway, he's now come out and said, nah, I'm going to sue you guys because you've made me suffer mental torture and psychological day-to-day sufferings leading into a loss of reputation and sex drive.
Oh, not cool deep, man.
Not cool deep, man, at all. He's, don't. He is really mad about this, right? He reckons that his day-to-day life's been affected, his sex life's been affected. This is what he has to say about it.
I'm no longer wanting to be on the bed, to share bed with my partner. There is no such desire, no desire for anything.
He's taking them to court and he's going to be suing them for $3.125 million.
Cool deep, man. I think you just need to go to bed and sleep it off and maybe eat some food, eat some celery, maybe eat some pineapple, whatever else adds to your sex drive. Maybe Google that one cool deep man and fix it. I don't think suing is the way to get your sex drive back, cool deep man.
Chuck back some oysters, bro. You know? Get a bit of horny goat weed in you.
Yes, give your missus some oysters. I don't know what it takes, cool deep man, but you do it and get that drive back. But suing the local university is not the answer.
What I want to know is where did he pull that figure from? $3.125 million. He must have been having a lot of sex.
Well, maybe he's a bit of a porn star.
Whoa.
Well, how else does it...
He's a PhD student.
Hang on. If you put a value on his sex life, right, he's saying it's $3.6 million. What is this guy? Is he the most world's best porn star or something? Cool Deep Man doesn't sound like it, that's for sure.
Do you know what? This doesn't say anything about what his PhD was in. So maybe that's what he was studying.
Maybe he's a bedroom connoisseur. That's why he's worth $3.6 million. I tell you what, that's definitely not cool deep, man.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Basically, I made a statement a long time ago on this show that I and women in general have the ability to turn any statement into an attack on us and we can rip your head off.
Oh, wow. You don't have to make this a guys versus girls debate, but you went there.
Well, you know what? I did. I did, and I'm not taking it back.
All right, let's see if you can turn this around, Ellie.
Yep.
How are you coping with this freezing cold weather today?
Obviously not well, Josiah. You know I don't like winter. How dare you try and knock me when I'm down? I couldn't find any socks again this morning for the second day in a row. My feet are cold. I couldn't even wear proper shoes. And I tell you what, buddy, I'm pretty tired in winter and cold.
Maybe this is a guys versus girls debate after all.
Yes.
Wow.
Don't come at me about my cold feet.
I'll tell you what I will come at you about.
What?
Did you hear in the news? It's everywhere at the moment. Ivan Milat, he's been transferred from hospital back to prison.
Oh, okay. Well, Ivan Milat, I've been listening to a podcast about him for days now, and he's been the reason that I'm not getting any sleep. And yes, I'm grumpier because I'm scared of Ivan Milat. He's infiltrating my dreams, and I'm not happy about it.
He's just an old man on his deathbed, Ellie. He's not coming to get you.
Don't get me started on that dude.
Did you hear this? This is actually big in the entertainment world. Miley Cyrus, she's got a new album coming out later this week.
I hate Miley Cyrus!
It was a hard one. She found a way regardless.
You know what? You're just coming in like a wrecking ball into my life, just the way Miley did with Liam's.
Wow, maybe we should get a divorce like they did. But then they end
together.
They end up getting back together, so it's all right.
They're very much in love.
Maybe we just need a couple of weeks off
coming up each other.
Yeah, coming up in June sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great. I might pop off. You can do the show by yourself.
You know what you should do? Yeah. You should go off to Europe for 2 weeks.
All right, I'm going to.
The lotto. Yeah. It was last night, $30 million. It didn't go off, so tonight it's going to be jackpotting to $40 million now.
Are you insinuating that the clothes I'm wearing today aren't expensive enough, that I can't afford to live a good life because I need $30 million?
You are dressed like an op shop today.
Do you know what? Actually, fun fact, this jacket I'm wearing did cost me $10 from an op shop.
Are you kidding? You actually, you smell like an op shop as well.
You look like an op shop. Oh, I always get like, I like starting the show with this segment because it gets my blood pumping for the rest of it.
Do you feel better now? Like you've got it out, like most girls, you just need to get it out now that it's out. Can we move on with the show? Can we move on with the day?
No, I'm going to keep getting you the rest of the show.
Oh, we should play some Miley Cyrus.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
You are doing Makeup Free May. This is after I challenged you last week because you revealed to us that you haven't left the house without makeup since you're a young teenager. So you're setting an example for girls around the Goulburn Valley that's okay to be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I'm struggling big time with it. I'm really not enjoying myself. It's been a struggle, much more than I thought it would be.
Well, you've only got a couple of days left of May, so you've got to get through to the end of this week and then you can cake it back on. Or you might feel comfortable enough just to leave it all off, which I think you don't need it on because I'm looking at you right now and you look no different to this time last week when you were, when you had makeup on.
I was going to say, I'm looking at you now and you look just beautiful, Ellie. You look simply stunning right now.
It's an exaggeration, but of most days. No, but yesterday on the show, I do want to make it a bit harder for you. So I got in touch with a listener who actually challenged me to do a topless photo shoot with her for her car because she had a series of photos. Shout out to Mustang Sally this morning. And so I thought I'd turn it back around. And so yesterday on the show, I said, well, why don't we get Ellie makeup free to do a full photo shoot with Mustang Sally instead? Yes. It was a good day yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it? It was a freezing day and I was feeling very tired and very uncomfortable in myself. But basically, here's how it went down.
I understand it's 5 degrees and freezing, but if models have to go to the beach and do bikini shoots in winter, get your clothes off.
I'm not taking my clothes off.
No, not all off.
Like, it's makeup free, not clothes free.
Both, am I right? Take your jacket and your jumper off.
Well, let me do it sexily.
Now, from one model to another, she obviously doesn't know what she's doing. Lean against the car. Okay. No, stop, hold there. Face down. Tilt your face to the left. Left. Now look up. Up here. No, keep your face tilted, eyes down. And now hold it. Smile. She's not a model, clearly.
Hey! What should I be thinking of? Like some deep, dark thoughts in my head?
Donuts.
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies. Okay.
Ready? Dead puppies. Ready? On the count of three, dead puppies in three.
Oh my God, that was my best. That was
pretty good. You got it.
Thank you. Dead puppies. Okay, that's all you need.
There you go. Tip for anyone who wants to be a Met model, think about dead puppies, apparently.
It's a little morbid, but you did very, very well. The photos and the video to come of you. I'll tell you what, you give Miranda Kerr a run for her money.
No, I don't. Guys, I was so awkward. I was, and Josiah, the model, who apparently has heaps of modeling experience, I thought it was going to be a bit of fun and games, like a bit of a joke. You were like dead serious, like, no, okay, tilt your face to me, put your eyes out, da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, whoa.
I'm looking for that one shot. All it takes is one shot, and when you know it, you get it. And guess what, guys? We got it. We should post that photo on Instagram right now.
Oh, you will see. We'll see the results of that photo shoot a little bit later on. So make sure you're following us on Hit GV on Insta or Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. By the end of Makeup Free Week, I want to get you involved, Josiah, because you
love
don't understand
to.
What it's like for us girls to be under the pressure of wearing makeup every day. So before the end of the week, stay tuned. I'm going to be getting you.
No,
back.
Hang on. I'm not under this challenge. This is the Makeup Free May challenge for you, Ellie.
A team. You're going to throw me under the bus. I'll throw you right back under that bus, buddy.
This is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.